The first rider, through the gate, carried a long black banner. The silk rippled in the wind like a living thing. Across the fabric was blazoned a night sky slashed with purple lightning. "Make way for Lord Berwick," the rider shouted. "Make way for Lord Berwick." And close behind came the young lord himself, a dashing figure on a black courser, with red gold hair and a black satin cloak dusted with stars. "Here to fight in the Hands Tourney, my lord," a guardsman called out to him. "Here to win the Hands Tourney," Lord Berwick shouted back as the crowd cheered. Ned turned off the square where the Street of Steel began, and followed its winding path up a long hill, past blacksmiths working at open forges, free riders haggling over mail shirts, and grizzled ironmongers selling old blades and razors from their wagons. The farther they climbed, the larger the buildings grew. The man they wanted was all the way at the top of the hill, in a huge house of timber and plaster, whose upper stories loomed over the narrow street. The double doors showed a hunting scene carved in ebony and weirwood. A pair of stone knights stood sentry at the entrance, armored in fanciful suits of polished red steel that transformed them into griffin and unicorn. Ned left his horse with Jax and shouldered his way inside.